Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, May 19th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Concepts App. Leading off today, Apple has released the iOS 13.5 Golden Master to developers. This follows an evolving beta testing period with updates to Face ID, the first version of Apple's COVID-19 Exposure Notification API, and much more. Now that the Golden Master has been released to developers, we are very close to the general release for the public. It's likely that iOS 13.5 will be released to all users as soon as later today or tomorrow. iOS 13.5 makes it easier to skip Face ID if you're wearing a mask, and it allows you to turn off the automatic face zooming feature in group FaceTime calls. You can find the full release notes in the show notes below, and we'll have more details as soon as the update is released to the general public. Meanwhile, Apple has released watchOS 6.2.5 to the general public. This update focuses primarily on bug fixes and performance improvements, but it also brings the ECG and irregular heart rhythm notifications to Apple Watch users in Saudi Arabia. The update should also include the new Pride watch faces we talked about yesterday, but some users are having difficulty accessing them. Apple will likely roll out a fix for this problem soon or include it in iOS 13.5. To update your Apple Watch, you can open the Apple Watch app on your iPhone or go to the Settings app on the Apple Watch itself. In other news, Logitech has officially unveiled its new Circle View smart camera that works exclusively with Apple's HomeKit secure video platform. The new Circle View is very similar to the wired Circle 2, but with a focus on privacy and an all-new black design. The Circle View features what Logitech calls a true view camera, offering 1080p video quality with a 180-degree field of view. The infrared camera system can also provide full field visibility and show clarity in the dark up to 15 feet away. But Logitech has put privacy at the forefront of its new Circle View camera. Supporting HomeKit secure video ensures a certain level of privacy in and of itself, but Logitech has taken things a bit farther. In fact, there's a button on the camera itself to instantly disable audio and video. And because the Circle View is limited to HomeKit secure video, everything is easy to manage in the Home app, and all settings are directly adjustable. And all of your motion events are recorded directly to your iCloud account, and they don't count towards your iCloud storage. The on and off button on the Circle View is the real differentiator here. But the biggest downside is that it's not automated. Instead, you'll have to manually press the button on the camera itself to turn it off or back on, or rely on geofencing to manage recording settings, and geofencing isn't necessarily the solution that everyone wants. The Logitech Circle View is available to order now for $159, and you can check out my full hands-on at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by Concepts App. Concepts is available on iPhone and iPad, and it allows you to sketch ideas, create mind maps, design layouts, and communicate visually on an infinite canvas. With Concepts, you can draw with fluid, pressure-sensitive brushes using designer Copic colors that make every sketch look professional. Concepts Vector Ink is a powerful tool for creativity. Move your ideas around the canvas for brainstorming, explore design iterations efficiently, and enjoy endless editability of your work. Plus, you can drag and drop images, vector objects, PDFs, and other assets straight onto the canvas for fast concept work. And with everyone working remotely, you can pair the presentation mode in Concepts with virtual conferencing platforms like Zoom and Reflector for easy whiteboarding with the rest of your team. Finally, Concepts allows you to deliver your best ideas in flexible formats, including PDF and SVG, and work seamlessly with niche software like AutoCAD or Adobe Creative Cloud. You can learn more and get started today at concepts.app. A new report from Bloomberg today says that Apple is planning on buying rights to older TV shows and movies to create a back catalog of content for Apple TV+. The report says that Apple has already bought some content rights from Hollywood studios, but the focus will still remain on original movies and TV shows. Apple TV Plus launched late last year with exclusively original content, but that soon might change. Even though Apple seemingly hasn't acquired any flagship intellectual property just yet, The addition of existing older content represents a change for Apple's messaging and the TV Plus service. From the beginning, Apple emphasized that it wanted to create its own content for its streaming service, and it wasn't interested in just showing reruns. But one possible reason for Apple's shift is that it is facing significant production delays for its original shows and movies because of COVID-19. Apple TV Plus already offers a smaller slate of original content than competitors, and if shows are delayed for an extended period of time, there simply won't be much at all for users to watch. Bloomberg also says that Apple TV Plus has exceeded 10 million members as of February, but that figure includes a lot of people on the one-year free trial who aren't actively paying. Interestingly, the Bloomberg report says that only about half of that number have actively used the service. So naturally, Apple is likely looking into new ways to convert as many of those 10 million plus users into paying subscribers before the first year of the free trials begin to expire in November. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.